I mean, I think he's, a mid-tier quarterback. I've compared him to Matt Hasselbeck before, which I think is still a strong comparison. If we remember, Hasselbeck did lead the Seahawks to a Super Bowl, and he was a very good quarterback for a while, and he was in a good system where he could put up some numbers. I think that is Garoppolo. So number 13 in our overall rankings over at PFF.com right now, and that is a season where he was productive. He hit open throws. He did misread linebackers a little bit more than you would like. He fumbled a couple times in the pocket. I think that was the big thing with Garoppolo. He'd be cruising along, having a great game, and then, have one really boneheaded decision that kind of screwed it all up. So if he can avoid those on Sundays, on Sunday play a little bit of a cleaner game, he's really played well, and I think we have a lot of recency bias to the fact that he only threw the ball 8 times, and they didn't need him much in the divisional round against the Vikings. He has shown that if they need to throw the ball, Saints game, Seahawks in week 17, a couple must-win games down the stretch, Garoppolo has shown more than capable to make the necessary throws in that offense.
So along those lines, one of the popular props out here has been pass attempts for him, and it's about 29.5 or 30.5. What do you think the game plan is going to be? Do you think that's a fair number?
Yeah, I think our guys don't love the game itself, but they do love all the prop bets around Jimmy G and his passing. I do think we're probably going to get into some kind of shootout situation, and I know it's easy to say that, and all of a sudden you had that 13-3 Super Bowl last year, but I do think either Mahomes is going to score a lot of points and the Niners have to keep up, or the Niners are going to get the lead, and Mahomes is going to have to make a comeback, right? And there'll be, I think there'll be plenty of passing on both sides. So I think I like all of Garoppolo's passing props.
So focusing on the 49ers offense, obviously a lot, of course, is around Raheem Mostert, the running back position, what's going to happen here. Over the last few days, Matt Breida has kind of been picking up some steam as like a long-shot MVP candidate. Some of his props have been getting bet up a little bit here. What do you make of the backfield situation in general? Is it hot hand Mostert? Is it going to be a shootout more Jimmy Garoppolo? How do you expect the backfield to be handled?
I think backfield-wise, it'll always be a hot hand for the way Shanahan's been working things. I mean, It's the scheme there, man. I mean, you put Mostert into space, and then he's got that speed, and that's how he created those big plays. So they do such a good job of scheming it up, making one defender, just lose his gap to create just enough of a crease for all those speed guys. And so I like the fact that they can mix it up. I mean, I think Mostert, if they're trying to run the ball, Mostert's going to be the guy. But they've done a nice job of mixing things up. And again, it's all about putting those speedy playmakers into space. And I think Shanahan's got those 2 weeks to figure out creative ways to make that happen.
So how do you guys balance season-long numbers versus recency? Like the Chiefs defense is a really good example. Their season-long numbers against the run are atrocious, but last few games they've been better. And we know what they did to the second half against Derrick Henry. So how do you balance that dynamic when you look at these matchups?
Yeah, I think season-long is always a better thing to look at. I mean, just a couple of years ago, the 2017 Patriots were atrocious early in the season, and then it was like, hey, they flipped the switch. Now they have a good defense, and then they got torched in the Super Bowl. So, like, those first 4 weeks kind of mattered in that analysis. So I think the big season sample size is always more important. But at the same time, I think run defense for the Chiefs, they've had a couple games this year. Minnesota, who really likes to run the ball, and the Chiefs shut them down. And then last week, or the AFC Championship with Derrick Henry, I think if they really, really want to stop the run, it's more of a schematic decision. You can stack the box. You can allot the resources necessary to stop the run. It's just a matter of, do you want to do that? Do you really want to open up the play-action passing game? So I think season-long, the Chiefs haven't been great against the run, but if they schematically want to at least slow down San Francisco, I think they have the opportunity to do that schematically.